Hello, beloved. This is Pastor Steve Castle. I'm so honored that you've chosen to listen to us today. If there's any additional information that you need, please visit our website at www.belovedchurchillinois.com. We thank you that you are continuing to give God an opportunity to minister to your hearts. He has amazing, wonderful plans for your life. We would love to join you on the journey of you finding out the depths of the relationship that you could have with Him. You were created in His image for a beautiful purpose, and He wants to show you that purpose. We continue to believe God with you and for you to accomplish that goal. If you're in the area, please stop by. Remember, at Beloved Church, this is the place where you are greatly loved. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
It is with great joy and honor that I welcome into the house of Beloved, the house of grace, Pastor Felix. Pastor Felix and I have known each other for probably 4 years. We were connected through Brian Phillips, who most of you know. He's been here before. And I knew the day that I met Pastor Felix. He's one of those guys that when you meet him, you are going to absolutely love him, or you're going to, I'm not going to say hate, you are going to not know what to do with him. And I knew it was, I knew at the second that he opened his mouth, I knew that we were cut from the same thread, that we are brothers from another mother, that there is a grace and an anointing and a presence on him that is, something to behold and something to partake of. And then this is embarrassing. So 4 years we've been friends and traveling in the same circles and done all these things together. And then I read on his bio here that he was a graduate of Jerry Savelle's Bible School. I literally put this thing down, went over there. I said, "Is this for real?" So Kay and I packed up our forest and stuff and went to Jerry Savelle's Bible School in 1997 and graduated in 99 or 2000, whenever it was. And also Randy Stone went in 99 or 2000, 2000 to 2002. And Randy texted me a couple days ago. He's like, "Hey, I'm actually free this Sunday. I'm going to come visit the church." I'm like, "That's going to be awesome. I'm going to have a little JSMI reunion." And then Pastor Felix is a graduate of Jerry Savelle. So I guess the only thing we got left to do is to bring Dr. Savelle himself here and we can have a party. So let me say this. To graduate from Dr. Savelle's school, you realize that you're a super saint, right? Amen. Amen. There's a special place in heaven for all of us JSMI graduates. If you're not, you can live underneath us in the servants' quarters. No, there's no servants' quarters. Anyway, Pastor Felix is an incredible ministry. He has testimonies. I'm praying that some of his testimonies become my testimonies very soon. He drove here in a testimony. They live in a testimony. They have some incredible testimonies. And so I would encourage you to, on purpose, receive from him. You know, the way this works when someone is ministering, if you just sit there and you're waiting for something to stick to you like Velcro, you can fall asleep. You know, people slept in Paul's meetings. Amen. You know, Judas was in all of Jesus' meetings. Which means you could sit under some of the most powerful and the most anointed ministry that's ever taken place, and you can sleep through it, you can roll your eyes through it, you can do it. Or you can be like the world changers that are in the Bible, and you can receive from it, allow it to change your life, and go out there and change the world. I would encourage you to be the latter as Pastor Felix ministers. He's done a bunch of mission work to places like Panama, Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, Italy, St. Martin, Caribbean Island. That's not a mission trip. That's a vacation. the Philippines, South Africa, Uganda, Sudan, Senegal, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Honduras, and the UK. I need to hang out with you more. Go see the world. He has been a part of church planting, orphanages. He is currently a pastor through, licensed and ordained through Faith Center Rockford, under Apostle Lion, which obviously we are connected with them in heart and in spirit because of what he's been a part of our lives. He is a incredible teacher. He is a definite man of prayer. And he has this beautiful family here. And I love saying Fiona's name because it is so, but I didn't know, I'm sorry, it's Dr. Fiona. I apologize. But I still like saying Fiona because it just, it breeds beauty. So anyway, I'd like for us to warmly welcome Pastor Felix as he comes to minister to us.
Love you, brother. Thank you. That's the one person too. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Glory to God. I am so happy to be here. I'm excited to be here. When he called me a few days ago, I was in Arizona with my wife, seeing our first daughter off to college. So he said, are you sure you're going to make it? I said, you better believe it, because my heart, my spirit is already here. Amen? And it is quite interesting to see what God is doing. When I walked in here, I told him to pray for me, and he began to read my mail. He said everything that I have in the book already, so I'll see you later. Okay, no, I'm not saying. Okay, bless you. Thank you so much for having me. Originally, I'm from Nigeria, in case you wonder the accent, but I want you to just come. The accent is not going to stop you from receiving what God wants to do today. Amen? Right. And my wife, Dr. Fiona, I met her in England. She's from Scotland. I met her at the train station. Got you engaged right there, right? I'm not going to tell you the story. We have to preach. And then my three dynamic children are from America. We have them here. So that's what makes them so dynamic under the covering of the Holy Spirit. And this day is a very blessed day. And I'll tell you why. What he's saying I didn't know about the millionaires in Illinois, in Freeport. I go to Freeport quite often. I've been preaching in Freeport ever since that church opened. Sometimes four times a year. But it's quite interesting because of the amazing grace of God. Now, if you want to shut that thing, you can. That's one of the crusades we had in Honduras very shortly here. And that's what they had, about 27 school buses bringing people in and out of the ground. By the grace of God, we'll do some of this. So you can shut it up so we can get to the message. What I believe the Holy Spirit want to bring is not just for this church, it's for the region. Because if the region prospers, you are in. Now, it's amazing you say, beloved church. I love that. Beloved, above all things, that you will prosper and be in health. Now, if you want me to do a party cake business, I don't. Jericho wall fell because they shouted. Hallelujah! That's who I am. He knows that. That's why he brought me, right? He saw me do that all the time. So, this region is already wealthy. He said, if they had it before, we can have it now, right? That's what you said. Did I tell you to say that? So, the message I'm bringing to you is something that will line us up to what he already spoken. Let me go this side. I say, the message I'm bringing is what he already spoken. So I didn't talk to him. He didn't give me any guidelines. He just said, have at it. So, what I'm trying to tell you is what I'm bringing to you is ordained by heaven. Let me tell you the topic of the message so you can begin to. He said, understanding the breaker anointing and the protocol breaker. You got to understand the breaker anointing. In other words, you have to understand what you have inside of you. And he said that this thing is already in you. God has brought me here because he told your pastor to call me so that the breaker anointing will be real. And you're going to see some of the protocol breakers in the Bible. Because we sometimes we stay on the unknown unless somebody kick us. See what I'm saying? Close your eye for a second. Father, I thank you. I handle you this message. Not me, but your name to be glorified. Take absolute control of this moment. May this moment count in heaven now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we bind deaf and dumb spirit. We rebuke you. Get out! Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for confirming your word with signs following. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, before I go further, can I minister to somebody right away? She had been on my heart since I've been singing. Could you come for a second? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was telling my wife that I need to talk to you, but I was waiting for the right time to do that. And when you came in, it confirmed what God wants to do. I want you to lift your hand to heaven. I want you to believe God, because something is about to be released to you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hand to heaven. Can I have somebody stand behind her, please? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the river flow. Let the river flow right now. Loose! Thank you. For anointed hands of healing that you're releasing in her life right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I anoint her hands for healing, signs and wonders. Let it flow. Let that river flow, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive. Amen. I just want to let you know, and the pastor know this, there's a level of grace that God releases. We don't have to wait until we end. God is ongoing. Somebody say amen to that. I say God is ongoing. There is a prophetic blessing, I believe, that has been up there in the heavenly. The Father has instructed Pastor Steve for us to break and release things in the atmosphere. In order to do this, we must understand the breaker anointing. Now, you may not have this in your Bible, but I ask her to pull it off. I'm going to go to Amplify Bible, and I'm going to go to Message Bible so you can understand the level of where we're going to. So, Micah 2:13, Amplified. Micah 2:13, Amplified, say, the breaker, the Messiah will go up before them. They will break through, pass it through, and their king will pass on before them. The Lord at their head. Now, I want you to understand. In order for the breaking anointing to work, the Lord has to be the head. He has to be the head. Nothing else is the head but the breaker. The breaker is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, in order for you to understand it more, let's go to the same verse, but let's do it in a Message Bible. Would you please? He says this, then I, God, will burst all confinements and lead them out into the open. They will follow their king. I will be out in front leading them. Who is out in the front? The king. Jehovah God, El Shaddai, the Lion of tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. The breaker will go before you. That's what the region needs. It needs the breaker to go before. So those billionaires are already in place. All we need is the breaker anointing to break all confinements. And I'll tell you what confinements mean. The confinements mean the breaker anointing breaks every hardness of intellectualism. You see, intellect blocks us from receiving from Almighty God. That's the problem Washington is having right now. They're too much intellect. That's why America went try to push God away from their agenda. Intellectualism. This region needs to be broken from intellect. What my daddy told me, what my mommy told me, what my grandfather said. But they're not saying what God is saying. That's why you and I need to stand strong. Everywhere we are. If you're in the school district, you have to stand up. You have the breaker anointing inside of you. We don't need to tell them what the word is already saying. We need to tell them what the king is saying. The breaker is inside of you. When you realize how much is inside of you, then you'll be very bold to take it by force. The breaker anointing. The breaker anointing breaks every tangible tightness, heaviness, oppression on God's people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Son, would you come place you right there? Yes. Lift your hand to heaven. Can I have somebody stand by him, please? Wow. Whoa. It's already on. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break every hardness. The lies that the enemy has said. Break now in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you that he's a new son of the Most High God. He's a new son because you said so. And so shall it be. I thank you. He has walked into freedom. Today is a new day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. What's your name?
Boone.
Boone. Glory. Breaker anointing breaks every yoke. Breaker anointing kicks you in to what God has for you. Not what the enemy has told you. The breaker anointing is what breaks every hardness, every oppression, or every depression. So if you're sensing it now that you know somebody or you are depressed, in the name of, lift up your hands to heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release an anointing that breaks every yoke and take care of the depression now. Somebody you believe for, somebody that you know is depressed, in the name of Jesus, from this house of prayer, we decree wholeness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whenever it has broken through, you sense a spontaneous praise, release. It opens the spiritual atmosphere. That's what the Spirit of God is here to do. Before we move on, I would like to give you the definition of confinement. From the Merriam-Webster. Where Merriam-Webster described confinement as, I want to read it to you so you can get it, because that's the only way we can go further. His definition is the art of confining someone or something, the state of being confined, the time when a woman is giving birth. Do you hear that? Women are nodding and the men are like, what are you saying? Like when a woman is giving birth. That then has to be broken. Confinement is not very good for you. You are confined to doing something religiously. That's dangerous. You do things according to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. If you're doing the same thing over and over, you better check it. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. Come on. I want you to do something. You haven't done it before. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. If it's led by the Holy Ghost, it's going to protect me. I want you to come and run to me. Not forcefully, but run to me. Come. Loose! In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you for being the Father you are. You're good. Jesus said that you're good. I said, Father. I said, Grandfather. You have people that you need to impact. Be bold to impact them. Be bold to speak to them. Don't hold it back. Just say what the King is saying and trust Him to move and do what He wants to do in their lives. Speak the word only in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Now listen to me very carefully. The things of the Spirit are caught. They are not taught. Catch it when you can. Receive it when you can. Don't say, it's just ministering to that person. It's for you. Grab it. Receive it. Take it by force. That's what the Bible says. Oh, come on, Satan. You see that lady for a second, if you don't mind. Could you lift up your hands to heaven? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word, loose every bondage, lying demons that try to confuse her from the purpose and the counsel that you have for her. Today, free her mind. I believe you, Lord, because you're in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I know you're going to ask me, how can I access this anointing, this breaker anointing? How can I access it? Very simple. And the pastor already said it already. That's why I told you he was all over then. And I like it. To access the breaker anointing, you must be Christ occupied. In order to access this thing, you have to be Jesus Christ bought and paid already for you. There's no way out of it. You got to be Christ occupied. You have to know who you are in Him. You have to know that He is all and all. Even Jesus Himself said this. I know you know this. I and my Father are one. You cannot walk on a greater anointing unless you know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Could you come? You know He was coming. Come. Hallelujah. Now, you have been running away from your assignment. You don't need to do that anymore. The run is over. Get to your assignment. I don't care what it is. If it's mobbing the floor, do it. You hear me? You have to be bold to that. There's some young girls that you will influence so much that you haven't even seen them. But they're coming. Somebody stand on her back, please. They're coming. Say with me, Father, I receive it.
It is mine.
I love it. I walk with it. I will obey you all the days of my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I receive it. I believe it. It is mine. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Remember, Jesus on the cross said, not my will, but your will. What He did, He was God occupied. He wasn't occupied with the circumstances around. He was occupied with what the Father has assigned Him to do. We need to be occupied with what God is saying. With what He's saying in this time. how much more this time is time that we will let Christ in us show forth.
The reason why I believe God brought us together, this appointment has been set a long time, but two of us didn't even try on ourselves to meet each other. But God keep on bringing us together. And I know that your pastor loved Jesus completely. He loved Jesus. He breathed and ate Jesus. That's how we met. I don't do lunch. I don't do dinner. In fact, the group church always said, oh, you know, he's not going to eat. He just want to preach all the time. I like that. If I was eating too much, maybe, you know what's going to happen? But God made it so that we can meet. Come on, brother, come. I'm with you. Yes. Hallelujah. Are you involved in the church? Very much so, right? I want to honor you for what you have done. Where people have failed, you refuse to fail. Thank you for being here, one of the pillars in the church. Did you hear what I just said? It's okay. If you shed some tears, it doesn't matter. The girls are not looking at you. So don't worry about it. Lift up your hands to heaven. Oh my God. I was all over you. All over you, man. All over you. Because of your obedience and serving the man of God. Stay where God has called you. Here, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, here, hallelujah.
Turn around. Can I have a mic? Can I have a free mic? Tell them what God just spoke to you when I was praying for you. Exactly what he told you.
That I'm going to receive his love. That I'm going to do mighty works. That I have not failed.
Come on. Come on, come on, come on. I'm all coming. Come. Hold my hands. Give him the mic. Because while you were speaking, God was speaking to him too. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what I should say.
Huh?
I don't know what I should say. Really.
Just say it from the Spirit. I love it when it comes from the Spirit. It's not your mind. If I want your mind, I would have told you so. As soon as he was speaking, something hit you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love this man. I really do.
I'm telling you. That's exactly what happened. As soon as he was speaking, boom.
Yes.
He said you don't know what to say. That's what he wants you to say.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. No. Yeah. Your work is not done. I don't know why you think you can take a break. You cannot. Why do you think you can take a break? You know what?
I know I can't take a break, but I just did anyway.
I didn't know anything about you. You know that. It has to be the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
Lift up your hands to heaven. And I want you to declare to heaven what you are committed to do to the Church of Jesus Christ. I didn't know any of you, so thank God I didn't. You want more of the anointing, don't you? Uh-huh. I know you do. That's a good thing about it. Lift up your hands so high. Mahasha.
Bombos macambron de bekia ta 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 ta. Hoshinda brakandos yate. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, Son of the Living God. Now! In the name of Jesus. Amen. She said, thank you, Jesus, I'm not looking back.
Thank you, Jesus, I'm not looking back.
I will not look back.
I will not look back.
You mean so much to me.
You mean so much to me.
And my whole family.
And my whole family.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To keep the pace.
To keep the pace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For freedom has come.
For freedom has come.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm asking all of you to keep your mind out of the way of the supernatural. You got to keep your mind out of the way of the supernatural. And I will explain that, but I want to say that up front. You know how you take, if the Lord tells you to take this step, just take it. In the natural sense, you say, what about if I step and I fall, what is going to happen? And I sense about four of you need to just get up and receive that. Take your mind out of the supernatural. Get up and receive that. There's anointing upon me to release that. Get up and receive it right now. Keep your mind out of the supernatural. Keep your mind out of the supernatural. The lady spoke to you and said, I think it was, yeah. He said that God wants to do something miraculously for you to stay there. You can talk yourself away from the supernatural because my mom says, my dad says, the doctor find it in my grandparents, therefore it has to be mine. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that we will stay in the supernatural. That our flesh have no portion with you. Our life have been sold out to you, Jesus. Help us, God, not to step away from the supernatural, but to embrace the supernatural. Help us, God, to embrace. Our flesh will not talk us out of the supernatural, but rather we will run to the supernatural. That's where there is life. That's where there is freedom. According to the song we sang. Because of the nail, your hands, we are free in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like to see that the psalmist that was singing that song. I want you to meet me up here. Would you please? Is he here? Could you come, brother? I just want you to hold my hands. We're going to start here. I want to take a walk with you. Very good walk with you. Just hold my hands. One. Stop it. You can take this anointing. Don't fear. Your promotion day has come. Did you hear me?
Amen.
So walk it with me. Amen. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, Lord! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Many are coming. Many are coming. Hear the Lord speak to you. Many are coming. And you will minister to them more than Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Many are coming to hear your voice. I've anointed your voice. Tell them what you heard. You got the mic on. Tell them what you heard. Just heard. Come on. Hallelujah.
Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
I want you to understand, he's not getting ready by himself. He get ready because you are backing him and saying, yes, Lord, we are in. Either you in or you're out. You sense that spirit, right? You sense the anointing, don't you? Say it to them. Say it to your church. Yeah. It's on. You don't have to preach it again. He's trying to put it on. It's already on.
Amen. Amen.
You haven't been messed up like that before, right? I love it. You see, we have to let God be God.
Amen.
That's all it is. The Christendom need freedom. That's what is sung today. We need so much freedom in the Spirit. And when we are free in the Spirit, nobody can do anything because it's the Lord. The Lord has to confirm it.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. You can give them back the mic. I want you to look something with me. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. It's in New King James Version. By the way, did I introduce my family? I already know them. And that's my daughter there, Gloria. She's the one that do my typing, my everything. And that's my son there, Caleb. Could you guys stand? Two of you, please. That's Gloria and that's Caleb. So when I'm preaching, my daughter is looking at me, Dad, have you called that? Did you call it right? So that's why I had to make sure that everything she put here, I'm doing it according to what God is giving us to do. And my children, especially her, she helped me minister big time. Big time. I can preach and be telling her on the phone and she'd be putting it down. So we thank God for that. Amen. Acts chapter 3 verse 1 to 6. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple of the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, I like that, a certain man, okay, I'll deal with that, from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they led daily at the gate, temple beautiful. You know the story, but I want you to see something. Peter and John were so Christ occupied that the lame man looked into the eyes and he was healed. Breaker anointing comes through your eyes too. And look into the eyes. Start learning how to look people into the eyes. Because God wants to use your eyes to deliver some people at work. You don't have to pray. It's good to pray. But I'm saying when you can't pray, you can just look. The demon will leave. The Bible said, into the eyes. Is that what your Bible said? Is that what it is? He looked into their eyes. That's how. You are Christ occupied. You are walking in a breaker anointing. You don't need too much. You don't need too much praise and worship for you to say, be healed in Jesus' name. We are in there. That's why I came to tell you, you are it. You're already in it. You're already in it. Oh, yes, Lord. You see, that's why the Lord brought you here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You stand up. Father, I thank you for these young ones. We are believing for what you are doing right now. When I saw that, my eyes got open in Arizona, and I saw young people coming, lining up at the front of the door of the church, waiting to get in. Father, I ask you in this region, let the young people rise up with the anointing of God to do what no one has seen them do. If you show it to me, you want to do it in our region. And Father, I call it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Come, come, come. This woman is so hungry to see the young people come to Christ. It's not even funny. She didn't know how to act when I was praying right there. Lift up your hands to heaven. And God is commissioning you. You have to be talking to them more. More, the young ones. Are you ready for this? You believe what I just told you, right? You believe it, right? Young people wants to come, but the adult had to say, kick them. Because, listen, I saw it with my eyes, and the Lord said, I show you this so you can carry it to your region too. Young people, the service started at 8:30, 10:30, and by the time we come out at 8:30, my young people, 17, 18, 19, was right there trying to go into like what I saw at Madison Square Garden. That crowd that you see when you come out of the training in New Jersey coming in, all of a sudden there were droves. I'm showing you it's possible. If it's happening in Arizona, it can happen in Rockford, it can happen in Illinois, it can happen around the world. Just speak the word only. Can speak the word only, woman. You are anointed. You have to speak the word. Don't try to sit back anymore. No more back sitting. Up sitting. Lift up your hands to heaven and receive this anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you. Commissioned for good for the young people of this region. That they will come. She will pray. They will come. She will pray. They will come. She will pray. They will come. We will pray. They will come. In the name of Jesus. We pray. And they will come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray, man. They will come, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, we got to receive it. We cannot be slow any longer. We got to receive the anointing for the harvest. The harvest is ripe all over the place. Now, when I was coming from the farmland, I was driving and driving. And I keep on saying, okay, the harvest I saw is already here. It's not going to. It's already here. Pastor, it's not going. It's already here. I didn't see none of those cons. All of them are. Listen, I believe visual. God used visual to tell me so many things. I can see things and all of a sudden, he began to tell me what it means. Those cons I saw when I was driving, none of them were brown. They're all green. That's a sign. We need to buckle up. I'm just saying. And he looked straight in their eyes. Silver and gold I do not have. But what I have is Christ occupied. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nyank. They were so Christ occupied. They don't have to say one more prayer. They just command the man to get up. We are so Christ occupied, we don't have to beg people. Command them in the name of Jesus. Get up! Hoshibaka. Remember how he broke the protocol? He was in the Cana of Galilee. And the wedding was going on. And the mother said, hey, do something. He said, my time has not come. But in the case of breaker anointing, even when your time is not here, God will make it happen. I mean, from the statistics we know, it takes 1 to 50 years to have a good one. But the King of Kings, the breaker anointer himself was there. Instead of taking 50 years to get a good one, bam. He broke all the protocol there is. That's what a protocol broker does. He don't go to the statistics or all this rubbish. Nothing. Get a good wine. Get some pots there. I'm the man. I can speak to this thing. It will happen. The first miracle. If the first miracle went on because of the break anointing, why not the second? Just like Pastor said, if this area is rich already, this region, we can still break into it again. That's what you said, didn't you? In fact, when he prayed for me, he began about saying about breaking some darkness. He didn't know what I was to preach. But the Holy Spirit knows what he wants to do with you. And he got up here and said, make sure you receive the man of God. He's talking about you opening up so that the breaker will come inside of you. You can retire to sit and do the same thing all over the same way and it not happen. But now, you got to really submit to what God is saying to you. If he's telling you to go home and pray and come out in your house and begin to pray for the two doors on the left, go pray for them. If he asks you to bake a cake, make sure you do it. This is no ordinary service. I don't do ordinary services anymore. I got to tell you, because the things of the Spirit, they are caught, they are not taught. I want you to catch something that you're going to go home with. So why would the mother ask him? They don't have no wine. She knew something that Jesus knew, but Jesus was saying, well, my time has not showed up. But that woman kicked that thing in, didn't it? That's what we do with our kids, right? I kicked that thing in. I said, stop crying in the mall. Okay, mothers are smiling. Look at them. They're smiling. I like it. I love it. I love it. Go to Luke 24, verse 5. I love this. He said, why do you seek the living among the dead? When you are Christ occupied, when the dead angel comes, you can boldly ask him, why are you seeking the living among the dead? I'm living. I'm not dead. Why are you knocking for cancer? Why are you knocking my door for blood pressure? Hey, stop seeking the living among the dead. I'm alive and well. Why? Because you carry a breaker inside of you. Sickness and disease has no authority. Come on, sis. Come on, yes, you. Come on, sis. You are carrying a breaker anointing. Sickness and disease have no power over you anymore. Lift up your hands to heaven. Before I pray for her, I want to do something. I want to read you. The detailed report. The detailed medical report from Isaiah 53 verse 5. Is the detailed medical report. That's God's own medical report. Amen. What it says. He was bruised and wounded for your sin. So sin can no longer torment you. He bore the chastisements of our peace. So we are not entitled to confusion and despondency. You smile already. You got it already. Mahato hiabasa. See. So you are not entitled to any sickness or disease. That's why Peter said, 1 Peter 2 verse 24 said, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wholeness, 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 wholeness now, in the name of Jesus, be made whole in Jesus' name. Bosimaka.
How many people are ill in this place? Would you come up? I want to pray for you now. If you know you have sickness or anything, come. I want to pray for you now. There's a grace for that right now. If you're suffering from any kind of sickness, could you come now, please? Could you come? That's what the lady told us. We should believe that the healing grace of Jesus Christ is in the house today. She said that, and I heard that. And this is the healing thing that he gave me. I wrote it down in my private journal. Father, I thank you. Glorify yourself now, Lord. As I pray for the sick, they will recover. And let me read it to all of you. The same thing I read to her. Very simple. The detailed medical report from the Bible, Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, he was bruised and wounded for your sins. So sin can no longer torment you. He bore the chastisement of our peace. So we are not entitled to confusion and despondency. That includes depression and oppression, just in case you wondered. By his stripes you were healed. So you are not entitled to any sickness and disease from this day. You are not entitled to it. So in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, be healed. Oh yes, be healed now. Be made whole now, according to his word. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. All you have to say, I receive. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Mind, spirit, soul, and body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be healed. Commando sika. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Ayamoto. Brakatando sikata. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus. Father, I thank you. You are faithful to your word. There's some things she's believing you for. Dating back a year and a half, 2 years ago. Father, let it be done. It's your word. Let it be done. Oh, Maka, Bohimasa. Let it be done. Ohimasi, Malakoroto, Mehimasa, Kambokima. Double. Harabakos, Maka. Double. Mambota, Kote, Mehimasa, Katonde. Double. Hanamacho, Krete, Brakoto, Mehiande. Double. Father, heal and make whole because of your word. Father, thank you. Thank you for her life. Thank you for the testimony she carries. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. You're faithful to your word. Heal and make whole. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You can go back to your seat. Luke 7:11-14. New King James. Luke chapter 7 verse 11 to 14. Now it happened the day after that he went into the city called Nair. And many of the disciples went with him and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open casket. You see, these people were in procession. And Jesus saw the heart of the mother.
the widow, and took that son out of the casket. Every protocol that we know was broken. I told you he's a protocol breaker. I told you he's a protocol breaker. I told you he's a breaker anointing. Right there in the procession, he touched, bam, the young cup. Listen, folks, you and I carry the same anointing. Don't say, oh, I'm not one of those pastors. It doesn't have anything to do with your title. It has everything to do with being occupied with Christ. So why are you teaching this? Because we need to see more of that. That's what he said. Things are already happening. All you have to do is have the knowledge of it and call it to forth according to the word of God. Can you imagine somebody passing in a procession here and Pastor C say, hey, tell them to stop, I'm coming. And he just go there and touch the car and walk back. Didn't even look where that happened. Because his faith had pulled it in. Listen, we were told, Pastor have little on that for a minute, we were told we couldn't have any children. Nada. We begin to pray. And the pregnancy kicked in. And then they said, if you have it, no life for the baby, no life for you. Amazingly, the day she was going to go check with the doctors, we just prayed and did a devotion. And the devotion we did that morning was on Colossians. Make sure you don't believe the philosophies of men. And we prayed and everybody went their way. And I went to work and she went to the hospital checkup. She got there. There were 17 doctors. Wasn't planned. And they told her you couldn't have the baby. Just abort the baby. That's my daughter that is in GCU. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And as a Muslim man, as a man, I said, but why didn't you call me when you heard that? Listen to this. She said, I never believed it. That's why I didn't call you. She was by herself in Rafael Memorial when they said that. She didn't believe it. That's why she didn't call me. When she said that, my faith kicked in. And that's the lady in GCU. He called me when I was there. What am I saying to you? What do you believe that God has spoken to you? I came to speak into dead dreams. That's why I'm here today. If any dream of yours have been dead, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk again. Get up and walk again. Get up and dream again in the name of Jesus Christ. The breaker anointing breaks every hardness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pastor, I want to go into prayer right now because there's something the Lord spoke to me to give to you. So I'm gonna jump in that. Is that okay? And it's for the church. I have a lot of it, but I'm going to go to the strategic ones that I think that will help the church too. Genesis 26, verse 22. Could you put it up there, please? Genesis 26, verse 22. New King James. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called the name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the beloved church. The Lord has made room. The Lord has made room. I say the Lord has made room. The Lord has made room. The Lord has made room. No more quarrels. The Lord has made room in this place. The Lord has made room in this place. The Lord has made room in this place. Sarabandu sekatambre kohimasa. The Lord has made room in this place. No more quarrels. No more quarrels. There's fruit in this place. Where that you have dug before, where you have sat before, and there wasn't favor. But the Lord said, I've made room in this place. It was amazing when he was talking about the offering and talking about the thing. And the Lord said, remember what I told you. Make sure you give it out. For now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in this place. He wants me to release a breaker anointing over every wall of opposition over this region. And I will do it. If you believe it, stand with me, so we'll do it together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the east we declare wealth. From the south we declare wealth. From the north, I speak as a prophet of this hour. I decree and declare wealth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From the south, the camels are coming. In the name of Jesus. Jobs open in the name of Jesus. Job open in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today, we prophesy, whatever the Father has not allowed in this region will not be planted. Whatever the Lord has not allowed will not take root in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We release a breaker anointing over every wall in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let it be so, Lord. According to James 1:4, you must let patience perfect the work that God has decided to do in this place. I supernaturally speak to every blocking spirit to give way. In Jesus' name, I release the breaker over every money-making venture. I release a breaker anointing. I release a breaker anointing. I release a breaker anointing. Oh, Hatarabaka. He said that I'm going to read it anyway since it's already in my notes. I declare darkness to give way. And let the light of God Almighty rest on this house. In the name of Jesus, the entrance of God brings light, 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 light. We must see God in the way of impossibilities. In other words, what the enemy told you is impossible. God is saying to you, it's possible. Did you hear what I just said? Whatever the enemy has lied to you about is coming. Like the four men carrying a sick man to the roof in Mark 2:4-5. Mark chapter 2 verse 4 and 5. It has to be supernatural for those men to dig through the roof. They didn't have no diggers. They didn't have no hammers. But they dug through and delivered the man in the middle of the service. Think about that. When they carried the man, they didn't have no diggers with them. But the Bible said they broke through the roof. How? Supernaturally. You got to think supernatural. You are supernatural people.
You got to think supernaturally. That's who you are. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Just give me a minute. Paul asks in 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? It's not outside of you. It's in you. That's what he said. That's what the Bible says. In other words, we should act like our daddy. Hello. Hello, good morning. You gotta act like your daddy. Your daddy is the breaker. And you are carrying the seed of a breaker. It's inside of you. Don't wait for it. You see, listen to this. Exodus 10:23b says this. Hear this. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. While there's darkness all around you, God is promising he'll give you light. That's in the Bible. By the way, this is American Bible. This is not African Bible. While people are having darkness, you will have light. If you want a special prayer or you want me to pray for you, would you stand here? I want to minister to you before we leave. I'll prophesy over you. I'll minister to you. I'll lay hands on you. Just come on. If you haven't been here, want me to pray for you, I'll do that.